Okay, I have something to say. Something to say, yes. Okay, now, I'm gonna say something to my friend Mike Fur, because you know what? Nothing is too Stevie Wonder-ish, and I don't know what your thing is about Stevie Wonder, but damn, yeah. Okay, Stevie Wonder is the awesome. Okay, enough. I'm just sitting here bebopping, rocking, you know, listening to tunes. Yes! Okay, I'm in a completely amazing mood. Okay, now, first of all, I gotta admit, I can't get songs out of my head. Yes, once again, I have songs in my head just going ripping and rolling through my head, and I'm just swaying to the tune in my head. And if people don't like it that I'm a Stevie Wonder fan and that I'm in love with his music and always have been my whole life, well, they can go bye-bye. You know, no, I am. My whole life has revolved around music, even at the worst times of my life. You know, and I've had some pretty shitty times in my life. Music has been my escape. Music and books. Yes, music especially, though. I am a music fanatic. I admit, I can't play, you know, I've never tried some instruments, but I've never learned to play piano. I'd love to. I tried playing trumpet in high school, in middle school, and that was an undemonstrated disaster. That was horrific. No, I don't, the asthma, just forget it. Drums, I love. If there is one thing I love, it's drums. And one of my favorite things is I finally, I always knew Stevie did drums, right? I always knew he was damn fine on drums. But I'd never seen the video of it. You know, I've heard it a few times. Some of his songs, you can tell he's doing drums. You know, if you research the song, sometimes you can find out if he's doing the drums on it or the clavinet. I mean, him and Stevie on the clavinet is just like, God, man. You know, his hands are, like, damn fine on the clavinet and the piano and the synthesizers and... yeah! You know, and when I'm in this mood, I'm just like, I have to listen to music, because that is my life. There are so many songs that talk about the shit I've been through, you know? Just, they talk about, literally, they feel like they're talking about my life or the shit I've been through or my dreams and my hopes and my plans in life. But one of my favorite tunes, and it's totally not Stevie Wonder, but, well, he was in it. But, you know, there's a song that keeps me going, and it's a song, you know, I'm not normally a Coolio person. I'm not into all that rough and tumble shit. But Gangster's Paradise. Oh, yeah. Damn fine. Okay. And at the one awards show, he was singing it, right? And not even halfway through the song, who comes wandering out onto the stage? Oh yes, Stevie, the one and the only Stevie Wonder. And they get him standing in the front of the stage, right? And there's Coolio on one side of him, and someone on the other side of him. And Stevie's sitting there just belting, just absolutely belting out the song. And Coolio is sitting to his left. He's not sitting, he's standing. And he's doing the blind rock. He's like totally rocking from waist up, you know, just, you know, doing it, totally bebopping to the tune. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, Coolio, did you learn that from Stevie? Did Stevie put you up to that? Because damn, man. I mean, okay, Stevie can sway. Stevie can rock. Stevie can completely bebop to tunes, eh? And I do the same thing when I'm into a song, but to have a sighted guy like Coolio do that just completely rocked my world. I was like, oh, fucking A. Can you say yeah? I can say yeah, because I love my music, and I want to sit here, and I want to rock and bebop all night to tunes. And if people don't like that, and yet still want to be with me, well, no, sorry. My music comes first in my life. My music and my love of God come first. And if someone can't handle that, strike out. Bye.